Healthy Catholic, episode number 6.
I'm going to get into shape.
Whatever you say, sweetie.
No, I mean it. I'm really serious this time.
I'll step over to the abdominator, and I will shout slogans at you. Push harder. Go past the max. Reach over the top.
Oh, I've got to keep trying. Why are you feeling this?
What have you done to your stomach and your chest?
I have been working out secretly at night. And look at me now.
Hey there, and welcome to Healthy Catholic, the award-winning show where we kick the couch and crush the calories, where we eat like rabbits and change our habits, because pain is gain and exercise is wise. Whether you move like a moose or drape your shape with a cape, this show will help you be a healthy Catholic, a healthy Muslim, a healthy Jew, a healthy pagan, a healthy Hindu, a healthy whatever you are. Yes, and today we're going to talk about a lot of topics. Got a lot of feedback, and one of the first pieces of feedback is about a topic that we discussed on the last show, before this was an award-winning show, because in case you have missed the news, this show has been awarded a podcast award for the first time in its existence, so thanks to all of you who have voted. But the last time, we talked about emotional eating, and I got a lot of response about that, and here's some voice feedback from Canada.
Hello there, Father Roderick. This is Daniela calling from Toronto, Canada. An update and a comment. First, I'll start with a comment regarding emotional eating, which is something that I do pretty often. To prevent yourself from actually going ahead and eating the junk food.
How do you do that?
what I've done in the past and something that I still practice today is that I tell myself, you know, this chocolate bar, this cup of coffee, whatever it is, contains no vitamins, no nutrients, nothing at all that is beneficial to my body. You know, my body does not need this. It doesn't even know what to do with the stuff, you know, with this stuff, so it's only going to turn it into fat. And 9 times out of 10, it works. I just go ahead and I end up eating something healthy instead. As for my update from last time, you probably remember that I was having trouble waking up in the morning to do my cardio and such. Well, that's still going on. I've been trying to, but it's going to take a while. I just know it's going to take a while. Life does get in the way and such. However, I did go back to the gym, and tonight I'm planning on just doing my cardio because I know, forget it, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to end up waking up early tomorrow morning, being a Friday. Saturdays are a lot easier, so I'm hoping Saturday will be the day that I'll start pushing and being a lot more successful in trying to wake up rather than on during the week where, you know, work to drag on.
I hear you.
I don't think I'm making sense, so I'm just going to hang up now because I realize I'm talking too long, so I just wanted to throw in that tip about emotional eating. Thanks, I'm looking forward to your future shows, as always. Bye-bye.
You made perfect sense to me. Thanks for that feedback from beautiful Canada. And I totally understand what you say about work getting in the way, and it's difficult to change your lifestyle. And you need a strategy to tackle it. You really have to plan before you start doing this. Because, you know, changing your behavior usually takes about 30 days. That's the time frame that is needed for a habit to form. And, you know, a lifestyle change is a form of a habit. So you got to make a good plan before you do it to make sure that it's actually feasible and almost kind of rule out that work gets in the way. And, you know, if you don't plan that in advance, then it's almost bound to fail. Now, about that emotional eating, as I said, I got a lot of feedback on that. And I have some personal feedback on that, too, because I have been doing some emotional eating last week. The thing was that I wasn't feeling too well, had a lot of work on my plate. It was kind of depressing weather, and I just, you know, because I felt a little bit feverish and because the weather was so terrible, I didn't go out to run at all. And so I didn't move at all. And, you know, the thing is, when I don't exercise during the week, I get fat. And so I hope to bring you good news that I had lost even more weight than the last time that we spoke. But unfortunately, I gained weight again. I now have these 2 pounds that I lost with so much labor last time. They're all back. And, you know, this has a psychological impact on me, which is, oh, well, since I've already gained so much weight, that doesn't matter really. I can eat that bag of chips. And then, you know, you're at the supermarket and you're like, well, this bag of chips is kind of small. Let's take the family one. And then, of course, I won't eat it all. And then you sit there watching TV and munching away. And you're like, oh, I should stop. I've already eaten half of the bag. Let's close the bag. And then I put it in front of me on the table. And after 5 minutes, like, okay, just one more. Just one more. No. Don't worry. Don't. Just one more. And before I know it, and the whole bag is empty. And I know that it's all emotional eating, and I'm just trying to compensate for my feelings of guilt because I gained weight and I didn't exercise enough, and it only makes it worse. And before you know it, you get into this vicious circle where you give up and you get discouraged, and then you eat more to comfort yourself even more. And that is exactly the principle underneath this emotional eating. And so also for emotional eating, I think you need a strategy. And one of the elements of that strategy and that plan is just make sure that you don't buy that stuff. And I should, you know, the moment where I lose weight is when I'm at the supermarket tempted to get those potato chips. And I should tell myself, no, just don't get it, because you know that when you get that bag, you will eat it and you will not. It will not take more than an hour to eat it completely. And so if you know that you can't restrain yourself, and I know that from myself, because these potato chips are just very good, then just don't buy it. And make sure that you always eat before you go and get your groceries or do your shopping. Because if you are shopping on an empty stomach, you're much easier tempted to get that unhealthy stuff. Because, you know, your body is encouraging you and is hungry. And so, you know, the chips, the potato chips look a lot more appetizing than when you have just eaten. So I would recommend doing your groceries after dinner. Anyway, that's my strategy for the next week. You will hear in the next episode whether it worked or not. But there's another thing that I want to talk about. And that is, you know, I like, when I'm watching a movie, I like to eat something. And so, what do I do about that? Of course, I can just tell myself, it's bad for you, don't eat, you've already eaten. But, you know, I'm not as rational as Daniela. I can tell myself 10 or 20 times, you know, you should not eat, you've already had dinner, it's not good for you. But I don't know, there's something in me that pushes me to the fridge as like food, need food. Movie means food. And I don't know how to break that habit. But, you know, one intermediate strategy before I get to the point of total holiness where I can just renounce to all of that and sacrifice it and give it to the Lord as, you know, my penance for my sins and the sins of the world. I'm not there yet. Let's try and come up with some healthy alternatives. What are healthy snacks? Let's talk about healthy eating.
Let's see, I'll have 16 gravy scrape-ums, a bucket of twisty lard, and 2 super choker breakfast burritos with macho sauce. And mega-size it, please.
I could also deep-fry the bag.
Great, and I'll have a Diet Coke, deep-fried.
A deep-fried Diet Coke. That's absolutely not what I recommend getting yourself when you're watching a movie. But what are some healthy alternatives, some healthy snacks? Well, I'll give you a few examples that I discovered myself. The first one is very simple to prepare. It's very cheap. It's very good for you. And it's very filling. So you won't crave that much food after you've eaten it. And that is a simple sandwich. Just take a piece of whole grain bread, put some margarine on it, you know, some low-fat stuff. Add, I don't know, some jam or some honey, or if you're craving for a bit more hearty stuff, take the low-fat cheese or something like that, and just eat a sandwich. And I guarantee you, it will stop the craving. It's a great snack. And it's so much healthier than you know, eating potato chips. So just a sandwich really works. It stops the craving. Then a second alternative could be, and this is something I recently started to do, is just get cucumber or something like that. Yeah, or tomatoes. And just make a plate full of, you know, slices of tomato or cucumber. Or pickles. Pickles is great as a snack. You know, just get yourself not a can, but it's in these jars. A jar of pickles, small pickles. And you just eat that. It's great. It's a great snack. And it's very healthy. There's, you know, no fat in it. Might be a little bit of sugar in it, but that's all. So it's extremely low in calories, but at least it gives you something to eat. Popcorn is a little less good for you, but still, it's especially if you have one of these machines that makes popcorn with just hot air. You know, if you put popcorn in a pan and you make it the old-fashioned way with oil, then of course you get some more calories because of the oil. But if you just use a hot air device to do that, and I happen to have one of those, then it's a pretty low-fat snack. And of course you can fill a pretty big bowl, and most of it, so it looks like you're eating a lot, but it's most of it is just air. But be careful. Don't eat too much popcorn, because it's still, you know, they use corn, of course, to feed pigs and everything, so they get fat. So if it works for pigs, I'm pretty sure it works for me as well. Anyway, so those are my tips or my suggestions for healthy snacks. But I'm sure that you guys also have a lot of tips or ideas on how to eat healthy stuff instead of the usual snacks that we munch on when we're watching TV or doing something else. Let me know. Post it on the blog, on the website, and give me your suggestions, because you can never have enough healthy snacks.
Hello, Father Roderick. This is Gene from Chicago. I was just listening to your Healthy Catholic episode, and I was just calling to let you know that we have similar weight gain goals. I'm at 179 pounds, and I think I need to be down to about 150, and my height is about 5'10", so I think we have similar goals. And I think one of my problems is my addiction to soda pop, or pop, whatever you call it over there.
Yeah, soda.
I'm looking at a can of Sprite, and it says it has 38 grams of sugar and 140 calories.
Yeah.
And I'm more or less addicted to Coca-Cola because of the caffeine.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to weed myself off of that and trying to get down to one can a day. If I don't have any, I have bad headaches. But I think that's a big problem with weight gain is addiction to pop. In America, you know, everybody has a can of Coke and they're guzzling that down. Also, I always put off working out because of I have a bad back, and I think the reason I have a bad back is because of stretching. I find that if I actually stretch, you know, reach my toes and, you know, do all kinds of other stretching exercises, that it feels much better. Mm. But as far as like sit-ups, doing that at home was pretty much impossible, because if you're doing those on a hard floor and you have a bad back, that really hurts. So I finally signed up to go to a gym for $20 a month, and they have a lot of really good equipment to do sit-ups, you know, that has, like, padding on it and, you know, has all the mechanisms on there to make it a little bit easier to get at those stomach muscles rather than just bending down on the floor, hard floor, which can really hurt your back.
Yeah, you got to be really careful with that.
I find that I go there about 3 times a week, so I probably need to increase that, maybe start going every day, and I'm going to start competing with you, try to get down to where you're at.
We're going to get there.
You're doing pretty good, but I can't run 7 miles. I don't know how you do that. I'm lucky I can walk 1 mile a day for 20 minutes, so I guess I need to increase my running too. All right, talk to you later. God bless.
Well, I got several points here. of advice. I think you're totally right. Be very careful with those sit-ups. I mean, when you look at the advertisements on late-night TV, they make you believe that the only thing that you need to do to get, a six-pack of abs is to do, just buy one of those expensive machines and do all sorts of sit-ups. It's totally nonsense. It's an urban myth, because these abs are there. The six pack is there. The only reason that you don't see it is that they are covered in a nice layer of fat. And so the best way to get these six packs is to just lose weight. And there is no way that you can lose weight in just one area of your body. And usually, with at least for men, because it's different between men and women, different areas where fat concentrates. If you want to lose the belly fat, which is the most dangerous fat, because it's proven by all sorts of research that the belly fat is causing the most problems for men. If you want to get rid of that, then you have to work on your general condition. And so my advice would be, instead of just going to the gym, I would rather invest in walking more. And just start, get yourself a pedometer that measures the number of steps. Try to find a good walking schedule so that, you increase your distances over several weeks. And then you will see that you'll feel better. You will start losing more weight. And then, of course, in addition to that, moving more, you might want to really, really completely go cold turkey on the soda. So not take one can a day or something like that. Just go cold turkey, because soda is poison. It's really, really bad. Not just because of all the sugar that's in there, but also the caffeine in Coca-Cola. It gives you an artificial boost, but that energy boost is always immediately replaced with a crash almost, because of the you get the sugar and the caffeine rush, and then once that is over, your body, your system just shuts down and makes you crave even more sugar and more caffeine. So it puts you in a bad cycle. And I think it's very appropriate that you talk about an addiction, because I think especially Coca-Cola can have these addictive qualities. If you don't believe me, watch that documentary Super Size Me, where the documentary maker Spurlock explains that mechanism and what it does to your body. And so I would say just replace it with you can do a lot of stuff. I always just recommend drink water. Get water from the water cooler. Get used to that. Of course, it's different than Coke, but again, just take your time. Turn it into a habit. As soon as you crave for Coca-Cola, just take water. And if you have a headache, it could also be because of that addiction to caffeine. It's the same thing if you drink a lot of coffee and then all of a sudden you stop drinking coffee or you try to reduce it, your body is reacting and you get the same effects as if you're a drug addict who tries to get rid of the drugs. Because that's what it is. Caffeine creates a dependence on it. And so it will give you headaches. And so you think that, okay, let's get rid of these headaches. Let's take another Coca-Cola or let's drink another cup of coffee. But you're only maintaining the addiction cycle. So I would advise, go cold turkey. Your headaches will go away after a few days. Just drink water. And you'll get used to that. If you don't like drinking only water, you can alternate with tea. You can get the flavored teas if you want. Be careful with the iced tea, because there's a lot of sugar in that too. And iced tea can cause kidney problems if you have a tendency to develop kidney stones. Iced tea is about the worst thing that you can drink. So be careful with that. And of course, there are all sorts of sugar-free alternatives, but also be careful with that. Same thing, people think that, orange juice, that's very, very good for you. Well, it's not. You can get the vitamins in other ways just by eating a normal diet. And the problem with orange juice and a lot of these fruit juices is that there's a lot of acidity in juice, and so it will attack your teeth. Plus, there's a lot of sugar in it anyway, because fruit sugar is also sugar. So I would say just try to get used to drinking water, but please stop the soda, and you will see an immediate effect on your weight, and it will start going down. And over time, once you break the addiction to soda, you will feel more fit. You will feel better. The headaches will go away. But don't try to cure something with what is actually causing the problem. That would be my advice. Let's go to some more feedback. Here's a promo, actually, for a podcast. It's also about health.
Hello, Father. My name is Kevin, and I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, in the United States. I'm one of the people who helped put together a podcast by the name of The Extra Mile Podcast that you can find at theextramilepodcast.com. The Extra Mile Podcast is a podcast we started about a year and a half ago to track the progress of fellow runners who were training for Steve Runner's Fidipidations virtual run known as the Fidipidations Worldwide Festival of Races. I know Steve Runner was on your podcast a few episodes ago and talked about that a little bit. And it got me to thinking during that episode, you also mentioned about how one of the best things you could do when trying to become healthy is to set a goal and then make a commitment and put it out there. So what I'd like to do is invite all of your listeners who have started to run and perhaps have a goal of a 5K, 10K, half marathon, or marathon, to send us your audio submissions. Tell us what your goals are, and then follow up and send us submissions every now and then and tell us how you're doing. Make your commitment, put it out there for the world to hear about it. That's exactly what our podcast is all about. The podcast, I'm happy to say, is not only Steve Runner and Fidipidations friendly, but it is Steve Runner approved as well. In addition, I think the other thing you'll get out of this is you'll hear about other podcasts, you'll hear from other podcasters, all like-minded, and it's a community that I think any of your listeners who are trying to become healthy or stay healthy and do that through running will love to join. It will help them get their miles in. All these podcasts that are mentioned on the Extra Mile Podcast are great ways of filling your iPod or MP3 player and heading out the door. So anyway, I'd like to invite all your readers to stop by theextramilepodcast.com and check us out, and feel free to join our community. I'd also like to invite you personally, Father. I've listened to you for quite a while, and I was listening this morning to one of the Healthy Catholic episodes, and you mentioned you weren't feeling well, and you still went out and ran for an hour. And I was totally amazed, so good on you. Anyway, I just thought I'd stop by, say hey, and give you this invite. God bless.
Wonderful. I will certainly check it out. And you're totally right about the strength of the value of community to support you when you set yourself goals. And there is a new place where you can also find this community around Healthy Catholic, and that is in the forums on sqpn.com. If you're a listener to this show but you haven't been to the website www.sqpn.com or also healthycatholic.com, then I would recommend you do that and click on the forums and start a profile there and join the Healthy Catholic Club over there. It's a great place to share your targets, your struggles, and get some advice and also some support and prayers for your goals. And one of the discussions that has been going on for a few days now is about motivation. You know, where do you find motivation if you're tired? How do you get going? Well, here's some feedback from Jeannie about that.
Hi, Father Roderick. This is Jeannie from Virginia, and I'm calling for Healthy Catholic, actually. I've got some new motivation. I got a DVD today of Jillian Michaels' 30-Day Shred Workout, and it's a 20-minute workout. There's three different levels, And I guess you're supposed to do this every day for 30 days, and you're guaranteed to see results. And a friend of mine, a runner friend of mine, has done it for, she's, I think, on day 35 or something, and she has had fantastic results. So I decided I would go ahead and give this DVD a try. Today was my first day, and oh my goodness, I thought, oh, 20 minutes, how hard can this really be? I run for hours and hours at a time, you know. But whoa, it's tough. And that was just level one. I haven't lifted weights regularly in a few years, so I think this DVD will probably make a difference in my toning and my strength. So anyway, I will try to stick with it daily and maybe give you an update every now and then and see how it's working, tell you how it's working. So just thought I'd let you know, Jillian Michaels shred. That's what I'm doing in my part of the world to be healthy.
Shred.
Anyway, talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Sounds scary. Shred. I hope I am not getting shredded when I do. Follow that, but it can help, you know, a DVD like that. Or I used to work with this and I should get it, I should get going with that again. I used to have a computer program with a virtual coach that got me going and provided a lot of motivation, because this virtual lady would tell you, you know, hey, it's been a while since we you worked out, okay, let's go. And I've got and it would tailor specific workouts for you every day based on basic information that you have to enter each week. And it was a great motivator for me to exercise, even when it's raining outside. You can do that in the house. So I'm such a slacker. I just fell off, and then after a while I get scared to launch it, because I know that this virtual trainer, it's ridiculous, it's a computer program, but it's got to tell me, hey, it's been 5 months since you last worked out, what happened? And I will feel bad. Oh, it's like confession, you know. You go and see a priest, and he knows before you meet him that yeah, okay, you're probably here because you've got some sins to confess. Yes, you're totally right. But it feels so good after you did it. And I think the same with workouts. I got to find some more motivation. Anyway, thanks for listening to this hopefully motivational episode of Healthy Breakfast. Again, thanks for voting for this podcast. It made the number one in the health and fitness section on the 2008 People's Choice Podcast Awards. I'm very grateful for that. And if you're a new listener, I hope you will stick around and enjoy this. And hopefully, the most important goal of this program is to help you get fit, help you to get healthier, both mentally and spiritually, and physically also. I'm going to end with a quote of the day. And let's see. This one is nice. A nursery rhyme. The best six doctors anywhere, and no one can deny it, are sunshine, water, rest, and air. Exercise and diet. These six will gladly attend, if only you are willing. Your mind they'll ease, your will they'll mend, and charge you not a shilling. I will see you next week. Thanks for listening. I'm Father Roderick.
SQPN, leading the way in Catholic new media.